Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. How are you? I pray that you're doing well and remain healthy. We have been talking about the grace of God that the Apostle Paul received in his life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And last time we saw that the grace of God, generously given to us from God's heart of love, is grace given to save us from our sins, but also grace given for our service back to God. How are you serving the Lord today, this week? How will you in this new month as summer creeps up on us? Do you have plans to make this summer a summer of service for the living God? As we talk about God's grace, I want to move us a few steps away from Romans over to the writing of another apostle, and he is Peter. Listen to what Peter writes in 2 Peter 3, verse 18. We move now in our Bibles from Romans to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. What I hope you will highlight is this. Peter says, grow in grace. Did you hear it in the reading? Grow in grace. There is our word, grace, again. And Peter says that we can grow in grace. Paul would agree with this. And we want to know, what does it mean to grow in grace? Well, let's talk about this today and tomorrow, and also into next week. As the Lord would have it, really, I do not believe in luck. As the Lord would have it, I was reading again in Thomas Watson's book, A Body of Divinity, on the very morning I was set to write these broadcasts and podcasts. I do not come to you speaking off the top of my head. I speak from detailed notes, so I write before I record. Anyway, have you heard of Thomas Watson? Likely not. Watson, who died in 1686, was a Puritan teacher, preacher, and author. His book, available today in a beautifully bound copy from the Banner of Truth publisher, A Body of Divinity, was originally published in 1692. And I am here to report that what he writes is very timely for today. The church needs a heavy dose of Watson's theology, I'll tell you that. And should this book interest you, let me know. Anyway, there I was reading along in part 5 when I came to chapter 9 with the title, Growth in Grace. And atop the chapter, he quoted the Apostle Peter, Grow in Grace. Watson said this, and I think it's a great way to describe what growing in grace means. I quote him now, "It is proper for grace to grow. Now grace is an enduring seed, the seed of God. It is the nature of seed to grow. Grace does not lie in the heart as a stone on the earth, but as seed in the earth, which will spring up. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear." Unquote. The analogy of grace growing is like seed growing. And we'll come back to this on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.